In this video, we'll talk about the misconceptions in starting a new business and a methodology on how to create new businesses the new way. So, what are the misconceptions in starting a new business? First is, new businesses is a small version of a big enterprise. We all know that the company product cycle starts with the development stage, the growth stage, and the maturity stage. Others will pass on the decline stage. But for our purpose, a mature company is on the maturity stage. A maturity stage company is in a stage wherein it has a constant demand, proven customers, and a lot of resources. New business, on the other hand, doesn't have any customers yet. It has small resources and no customers at all. Okay, the next is new entrepreneurs know what customers want. This is not true because until you test the market, you'll never know what customers want and what customers doesn't need. Next one is entrepreneurs predict the future. You'll see a lot of long business plans that entrepreneurs do in starting their business. Most of them are fiction writing because new entrepreneurs starting businesses operate in a world full of uncertainty. Business models are used for new businesses, whereas in big companies, business plan is used because they use them for accessing credit or gaining investors. So, with that assumptions, what is the methodology that entrepreneurs should use in starting their business? We now go to Lean Startup. Lean Startup is about failing fast and failing cheap, and testing the market of what you assume at the start of doing business. Lean Startup is summarized by a figure, which is the feedback loop. Feedback loop starts with an idea, and then you build a product out of that. You launch it, measure data of whatever results you can have, positive or negative, analyze it, learn from it, and hopefully you can iterate new ideas out of it so that you can create new product and run again the feedback loop until you create a super product that customers want. Lean Startup is a mix of product development and customer development because in new business, you don't have any customers yet. So it is crucial to develop new customers. There's a difference between making customers happy and making happy customers. Making customers happy is sustaining happiness because you have a mature business that addresses their need. Making happy customers is delighting them of what they need. So with that product and customer development, we focus our video on customer development. Customer development should be the focus of new businesses because every business should focus on making customers happy, right? Start off by making an offer and problem fit. You should have an offer that should address a problem, and you build a product out of it, and you launch it. After some time assessing the data you received, you now have a validation as to where your product addressed their need or not. And then you can now see if your business model has a validation or truth, which we call the validated learnings. These learnings tell you whether to persevere your business or to pivot. Pivot is changing one of the 9 building blocks in the business model canvas. So, for example, customers never want delivering by website. So you should change your channels to address their need. Or maybe you should target another customer segment. You can change that and pivot all again into a new business model. So that is the dynamics of a lean startup. Lean startup generates learnings on your customers so that when you are able to provide solutions that is validated by customers, you can now scale up and you can be the mature business that is not for new businesses.